Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
On this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 50 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
We're very excited because our friends from York Technical College, they're in the studio this morning. They're going to make the big reveal and announcement about the next or the first mascot ever for York Tech and what that mascot will be. And we're excited to welcome in Dr. Bill Cook, and you are the VP of Communications and External Relations. And Indira Esquiva, you are the Director of Marketing and Communications. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
It just seems like a couple months ago when Dr. Stacey Moore was in here telling us that you all are going to have a mascot. And here we are today with the big reveal. So, Dr. Cook, we're going to start with you. How did we get to York Technical College needing a mascot, and what did that process look like to get it down to the final two?
Well, good morning to you both and listeners as well. And it's been a journey to get here, but a fun one. And, you know, mascots create a symbol or an icon of that institution. We all remember our high school, and even elementary and middle schools have them, you know, as well. And so in the state of South Carolina, there are 10 technical colleges that have a current mascot. So we were one of those that didn't. And so certainly we want to be, you know, up there with everybody else. And the college, you know, has so many opportunities to be in the community and to connect with people. And so mascots, like many symbols of our institutions, serve in that way. So functions that we're at, so we want to have that representation that, you know, there's relationships. And so it's been a journey to get here. And we've involved so many groups of people to make the selection because, you know, it does need to be representative of our student body. They need to, you know, to connect with it. So we're excited to be here today and unveil the work. Indira has been directly involved in this when she came on to the college. And so, you know, yeah, we've had a great time getting to this point.
Did people sit around a table and just started to throw out names, Indira? Because you got down to two. And I think we can announce who the two were, right? Because we did that. And if you got the survey, so it was a wolf and a griffin.
A wolf and a griffin.
Okay.
And before we ever got to the wolf and the griffin, we looked at many, many, many different designs. I mean, some of them we were like, there's no way that can be our mascot.
Well, and then I would think it would be hard because if 10 technical college, and then you have to look at what everybody else has. Like,
in the area.
It's probably not a huge pool maybe to pull from. Like, what? How did that work?
Well, the conversations got creative from a dragonfly,
sure.
Which, spoiler alert, it's not. to, you know, I mean, it was very, very interesting conversations, but a lot of fun. We looked at many different designs. So it was the wolf and it was the griffin. Quick backstory on those two. You know, we chose the griffin because it was a suggestion that our students made to our president. They really felt like that would be interesting. And then the wolf, because red wolves were native to South Carolina. They're nearly extinct in America now. But we wanted that connection to some, you know, to our state. Now, if you saw, you know, we released both versions and had, you know, put it out in a survey. So it was not a red wolf. It's a blue and orange wolf. It's a blue wolf with some orange in it because those are our colors. So that, you know, the people voted and now we know.
Okay. So you have a big poster here in the studio. So I will let one of you announce it and the other one can turn around the poster.
I'll let you announce it.
So the first ever mascot for York Technical College is
Titan the Wolf.
All right.
That looks great.
Titan the Wolf.
Yes. And you are hearing it first.
That looks great.
And the students, does look great.
The students actually chose the mascot, but the student leadership group at the college wanted the faculty and staff to select the name. And so the faculty and staff chose Titan. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about
that. That's good.
And there's some prior connections to Titan to the college. So when we unveil in 2024 more of what's going on and where the wolf is going and coming to, you know, we'll share more about that connection.
That's a good tease, Dr.
That
Cook.
Is a good
That's
tease.
What we call
we
in
like
our industry
it.
A good tease.
That is.
So Titan means strength. It means power. It you definitely know when somebody has that quality and they stand in a room that they're titans of the industry.
Right.
So that is job well done. Was the design of
The design is good,
of the wolf and the griffin, was that process hard? Because this one looks modern and sleek.
He does.
And like though approachable.
And defines what Titan means.
Yes.
I mean, he's not so like lovable. I mean, he's kind of, you know, he looks
tough guy.
Like a boss.
But friendly a little bit.
Yeah.
He looks like he means business.
And you can see the colors of the college that we already had, that we've been using for a while, the orange and blue. But the number 3 is pretty important at York Technical College because that's our Tri-County service area. So you'll see his fur here, the 3 different colors, Chester, Lancaster, York counties. And so you can, you know, the different types of programs we offer. So anyway, we're pretty excited to be used. We think he's, you know, either mascot would have been a great choice. So we're excited certainly to be promoting this one and connecting with Titan. But, one of the most interesting things about a mascot is that you really need to work and apply for a trademark. So we have completed the application, submitted that, and so going forth in this next year, we'll connect it to the 60th year anniversary, and you'll just begin to see Titan at a lot of functions representing York Technical College.
The 3 marks for the 3 counties that you serve is such a, like, cool little insider kind of piece of knowledge that I cannot wait when people look at that. I'm like, do you see the 3 colors there and what that represents?
And it's like up here, like in the, what I'm going to call the fluff, like his up here. Yes, right there.
So he will be a physical mascot, like we will see
a costume
and everything like that.
Here's some more insider information.
Yeah, please.
It takes a really long time to create these costumes. Mm-hmm. They're made by hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of detail goes into it. So our wolf, he's out there in the world, and he's coming back for a grand adventure in 2024. And in fact, when you come on our campus after today, you'll see sneak peeks all over our campus of the wolf coming very soon.
That will give everyone an excuse, if they haven't already, to come on the campus of York Technical College. Again, if you're just joining us, York Technical College has just unveiled its first ever mascot. It's Titan the Wolf. That is fantastic. Well, job well done. And, you know, to your point, we just think that you can come up with a name and a look and poof, there you go. But the process, it is a long process. You want to make sure you hear from a lot of stakeholders, whether it's those in the community, alumni and students, because those are your clients. Will this be on shirts and everything else, hats, socks, anything that you wear, pennants and golf balls, and you just name it?
Yeah, working with the campus store, and so there'll be lots of, going forward. And once we complete that process with the trademark, so we'll have lots of opportunities for students to have that, that apparel and other things to wear and, represent. And we also want to say thank you to the community, to our students, to the alumni, to those who participated in the survey. You know, surveys are always hard to get people to complete, as we all know.
Yeah.
And I think about 80% of the responses for the survey came from students.
Whoa.
And so we really are excited about that. We think there will be a real connection, and it's really for them, it's for them to connect to. So we want to say thank you to everybody who participated in the process.
It's great.
Before you leave, Dr. Cook, today is another big day on the campus of York Technical College.
Yep, we have an apprenticeship signing day today and career fair. We've got over 40 companies that we partner with that offer 100 opportunities for youth and adults. So we're pretty excited. I'll leave here, and we've got them on campus today. You know, much like an athletic signing day, today is an employer and student signing that partnership agreement. And we're always so excited to see young people and adults, you know, like signing with companies that they are training to, you know, join their workforce. It's a great opportunity, and we appreciate those employers partnering with us as well.
We know how excited it is when student athletes do sign on the dotted line and sign their letter, a national letter of intent, and people get excited. But I really have loved York Technical College has been one, and some other schools have also done this apprenticeship signing day, and it's just another reason to celebrate the talents of so many of our students.
Absolutely.
Job well done. What time is that going to take place today?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock on campus. Awesome. All right. Well, congratulations again to York Technical College for finding its first ever mascot, Titan the Wolf. And we can't wait to see him around town. And when you get him all here and he wants to swing by Palmetto Mornings, we'd love to have him.
And we'd love for y'all to wear the costume once we get there.
We've done it all.
I thought you were going to say a switch.
That too.
So I will wear a sweatshirt.
I'll do it. You can
walk
me around.
Okay, I'll be your handler.
So I don't run into a wall. She's done that on many other occasions as well, too.
Without a costume.
So true. It is.